We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
What do you do when you witness disgusting, shocking restaurant server behavior? We need your help this morning, 404-263-0941, because Curtis, what happened to you?
Okay, guys and dolls. So me and a friend of mine, we went out to a restaurant a few nights ago. It was a pretty nice restaurant, and the server comes back with my drink. But she sits my glass in front of my table using spider claw. And if you don't know what that means, you don't grab the glass by the body. You use the tips of your fingers, and you grab the top of your glass and put it down. So all of her fingers around the lip of the glass.
Oh.
Like if you're grabbing a ball from the ground. All of her fingers.
If you were going to palm a basketball.
Yes.
That's what your hand would look like. And it's fingertips on the rim of your cup.
On the rim of the glass. And you know I'm a germaphobe.
Oh. That is what you need to know about Curtis. He is more than a germaphobe. He is an over-the-top germaphobe. He carries Purell with him everywhere he goes. He's always got one in his pocket, one on his belt loop, two on the desk.
Yep. And then there's one in my backpack.
And then
there's about six in my car.
Yeah.
And then just in case I have like two or three pumps at my house of Purell, like I don't have soap.
So when this server is like spider clawing your cup and puts it down in front of you, what do you do?
I was mortified. I was mortified when I saw that. And I didn't want to complain because, of course, all of us have been servers. We've worked in the industry, in the restaurant.
Yep.
So I asked for a straw. And she says, no problem. So she reaches in her apron and grabs an unwrapped straw out of her apron and puts it in my glass. So you can imagine the disdain I was feeling when I saw this. And she walked off. But the thing is, because you guys know, with a server apron, when you pick things up off the ground, off the floor, you put it in your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Or like loose change or anything.
You touch money and you put it in your pocket.
And you put it in your pocket.
Dude, so, those server's aprons are like a CSI crime scene.
Oh, they're disgusting. Oh, they're disgusting.
And what happened to straws with paper on it? There was no paper on the straw?
There was no paper on the straw because it was one of those like cardboard straws.
Like a nude straw.
Yeah, it was a naked straw.
So not only did she get her germs around the rim, then she put it right into your drink.
In my glass. She didn't even put the straw on the table beside the glass. She put it right in my drink.
I'm glad you didn't ask for a lemon. She would have reached in her back pocket and just pulled one out and started squeezing.
A whole lime.
Well, I think people could help you with group therapy this morning if they tell you grosser things that they have seen in the restaurant business. Because I know all of us working in it have seen worse things than that.
We have seen some pretty disgusting things in a restaurant.
404-263-0941. What is the grossest thing you have witnessed or that you've done working in the restaurant industry? We don't have to use your real name.
Okay, my name's Mike, calling in from Smyrna.
Okay.
Big fan of Jennifer's.
Hey, Mike and Smyrna.
Hey, friends.
Okay.
I don't know how gross it is, but to get back as a server, I had a table, and the guy was just kept drinking, belligerent, just a pain in the butt to deal with. And it was at a steakhouse that had like the big, like 32-ounce cold beers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that Budweiser accidentally got spilt all over the dude. Ice cold Budweiser everywhere. And I was like, I'm sorry. Mike was like, oops, oh man, let me get you some napkins. But instead of like the cloth napkins, just gave him a bunch of Bev naps. So they just stuck to him the whole time.
So you finger quote accidentally spilled it on him?
Accidentally, and I happily paid for that beer. Happily paid for that. Same place I was working, the bartender there. If he had a table full of rowdy, I'm sorry, when Mike was working there, if he had a table of rowdy kids, he would go to the bartender, get the little kids cup, put Sprite in there, and then put a couple of drops of vodka.
Really?
Calm the kids down.
Wow, smart person.
Yeah, now Mike,
you are
dangerous, Mike didn't do this. Mike didn't have the cojones to do this, but the bartender at the time, he's like, I've been doing this long, old salty captain bartender.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
I'm shocked by that one.
A little vodka in the Sprite, calm the kids down, they slept good.
Whoa.
I used to work with a guy at the restaurant. Of course, I would never tell his name, but when people didn't finish their steak, he would take to the side station and he would finish eating their steak.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, dude, that is disgusting. You're not sure if they licked the steak or bit it or what have you, but he would take it to the side station and eat it.
All right, Beth and Alpharetta is going to help you feel a little bit better, Curtis. Hey, okay. Beth.
Hey, Beth.
Hi. I was in an Italian restaurant several years ago, and the man at the table next to me had his children with him. He unscrewed the Parmesan cheese shaker, put his hand in there, grabbed some Parmesan cheese, sprinkled it on his food, and then screwed the top back on so the next family would be able to shake it like you're supposed to.
Oh, you know what? I do not need another phobia.
So gross. Now you have a Parmesan cheese one. Thanks for the call, Beth. All right, 404-263-0941. Join us for group therapy. What's the grossest thing you've witnessed in a restaurant, either by a patron or a restaurant server? You're next on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
All right, what's the grossest thing you've ever seen in a restaurant? Asking because Curtis needs some group therapy here.
So a friend and I were at a restaurant a few nights ago, and the server brought back my drink using spider claw. And what spider claw is, all the fingers were wrapped around the lip of the glass to drop the drink off of the table. But not only that, when I asked for a straw, she snatched a unwrapped straw out of her apron and put it in my glass.
All right, so there's comfort in numbers here. Amy in Marietta, welcome to group therapy. You're on with Jen and Friends.
I just want to say that I worked at a Japanese restaurant, not for very long, but the cook did take the cockroaches that we brought across the grill and put it into the food.
Hey, I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Cockroaches crawled across the grill?
Yes, and he would just like chop them up and put them in there, and I was so grossed out. I only worked there literally a night.
Oh,
that is horrifying.
That's fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
A little extra protein.
All right, Jim in Georgia, I hear you're just passing through. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, well, thank you. The grossest thing I ever seen was when I worked at a Denny's many, many years ago, the cook accidentally dropped the burger before putting it on the grill. He picked it up, stuck it in the hot gravy. He said that will kill the germs before he
I'm done.
Thanks for the story, Jim. Okay, producer Bo, you worked in the restaurant industry for a long time. We're not going to say where, but you have got a gross story.
Yeah, very similar to that one. When I was a kitchen manager in food service, I worked for a general manager that was notorious for picking up steaks off the ground if they were to get dropped, going over to the grill, giving them a little sear, and putting them back on the plate. Now, when I witnessed this, and I witnessed it on like three separate occasions, I would actually take the steak off the plate and throw it away in front of him because I didn't care, and he's not going to do anything to me about it. But, yeah, that.
On the floor. Back on the plate.
And, you know, searing a 400-degree grill might kill germs, but there's other stuff on the floor. Yeah. This is the kitchen floor. In a restaurant.
I worked at a restaurant. We didn't have the 5-second rule. We had the whenever we feel like bending down to pick it up rule.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
The eventually rule.
404-263-0941. Jennifer in Smyrna, thanks for joining group therapy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So I was at a super popular chain restaurant that's close to my house. Had always had great experiences there. And I ordered a salad. And the second that I stuck my fork in my salad, a roach crawled out of the lettuce and just, like, sat on the edge of the bowl.
Oh, my.
And so I freak out, and I call our server over, and she goes, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. The manager comes over, and meanwhile, this roach is just still sitting on my
chilling.
Because I don't want to squish it on the table, but I'm so grossed out. So they start offering me gift cards. And I'm like, do you think I want to come back here?
No.
I'm not coming back here.
I'm going to have nightmares about your story, Jennifer.
Thousand Island on him.
It was horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Disgusting.
Lindsay in Atlanta's got one. You know there's comfort in number, Curtis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lindsay, what you got?
I was in a sushi restaurant, and this guy, the sushi chef, would run his fingers through his hair while he was making the sushi.
Oh, gosh.
You gotta be kidding me.
Complete disgust.
No.
I would just gag and walk out the door. Thanks, Lindsay. Tara in Douglasville. I don't know if she's going to make you feel better or worse.
Okay.
Curtis, hey, Tara.
Hi. So I went to a barbecue restaurant to pick up some food, and we saw him to the kitchen, and I saw the cook stick his whole arm into like a big old pot of chili or something and mix the whole thing with his arm. Like there was no anything else.
Oh my God!
Look, Tara,
like, I don't have a spoon big enough for this. Let me just reach my arm.
It's the never lose ladle. Because don't act like you haven't done that when you're making your hunch punch back in college.
No,
and you
never.
Reach your hand down in the Kool-Aid and just start stirring.
Never done it. Never.
Thank you, Tara. I don't know why. It's like thanking the cop for the ticket right there. All right, grossest stuff you've ever witnessed in a restaurant. This is hilarious. Is it making you feel any better?
No.
Okay, 404-263-0941, or you can lean on the text line 51539. We'll talk to you next with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Curtis here witnessed some nasty behavior from a restaurant server, so we want your stories. Grossest thing you've ever seen in a restaurant, just because there's comfort in numbers. Shaw in Macon is here for group therapy.
All right, Curtis, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So I was in college at this great Chinese restaurant in Athens, and they had like this buffet style kind of lunch set up.
Right.
And we're getting ready to eat lunch, and the guy sneezes in his hand, snot, gooey stuff everywhere, and grabs his spoon and begins to serve.
Oh my gosh. So he had the return of the slime between his fingers.
Uh-huh.
That is disgusting. You know what? You made me feel better about life, my glass, and my straw. Thank you so much.
College town.
It's gross.
College town Chinese buffet. Yeah, that's going to be top of the notch place.
Kayla, I am not going to Athens. Stockbridge, can you top that story?
Yes. Hi, friend.
Hey, friend.
Hey, friend.
Yes, so we were at an Olive Garden, and one of my friends went to serve the salad, and there was a blue industrial Band-Aid with blood on it.
Oh!
In the salad?
Not at the OG.
The salad.
Oh,
God.
And they immediately tried to hush us. Immediately, and they offered to pay for our meals for like almost a year. And I said, no, I don't want anything.
No, I take you up on that.
I
would 100% take you up on that. But is it it's the all-you-can-eat salad, so they bring you another salad bowl with another Band-Aid?
Replenish the egg. Brandon is here from Lithonia. Brandon, welcome to group therapy.
Hey. I can't disclose what restaurant I manage.
Okay.
But we'll do anything to save a buck and turn over tables. We got hot biscuits we serve, and if a table leaves and has biscuits left over in the basket, we'll put them right back in the oven. If we need fries, we're waiting on fries. Pull fries off of a plate, head it to the dishwasher, and put them right on a fresh plate. As long as they aren't covered in ketchup, doesn't matter.
You know what? I'm
done. Get them right back out.
I'm done.
If food falls on the floor, as long as it's not covered in broken glass or something, throw it back on the grill, send it right back out.
You are nasty, and you're raised in a barn.
Brandon.
That is
I'm
so
nasty. I'm never going to go out to eat ever again.
I want another place.
Hey, Brandon, listen, I appreciate your honesty on this. Have you ever failed a health score? Because these are some pretty intense violations.
We've never failed a health score, and we've won multiple awards for service and quality.
My man.
This is so nasty.
I got no problem with it. They've never been tagged. You got to turn and burn, baby. Turn and burn those tables.
Why did I even bring up group therapy this morning? Because now I'm completely disgusted. This is so nasty.
Mary and Morrow, can you top it?
Good morning, Jen. This is actually kind of for you. This is when I lived in Florida, my first job.
These are my people.
Yep. Fudge chicken and seafood. One of the guys that worked on the fryer dropped the basket of chicken. My manager looked over, said, quickly, pick it up and throw it in the fryer.
What the Florida?
Just take a loss. Just take a $3 loss.
Oh, it was like I said, it was a full basket of chicken he was carrying. I don't even know if he should have been carrying it by himself.
Oh, so disgusting.
Did you pick it up and throw it back in the fryer? Yes.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they all did, was pick it up and throw it right back in the fryer.
They're like, fry it. You know what? That'll get rid of the germs right there. Just fry
food
it off.
Food cost will get you every time.
Fry it off.
Throw some cheese on it.
Melissa and Conyers, welcome to group therapy.
Hey, friends.
Hey, friend.
Good morning.
Good morning. So me and my family went to a Chinese buffet restaurant,
And the lady that was working at the bar, like that brings the food out and stirs it up with the spoons, mm-hmm. I happened to walk in the bathroom right behind her. I could tell she blew it up and then walked straight back out to work and did not wash her hands.
No!
No,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.